And so it says they supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And so they won. Israel won that battle because Moses kept his hands up unto the Lord. God told Moses, he says, lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands. So as long as his hands are lifted toward heaven, he's winning the battle. Y'all see where I'm going with this? As long as he has his hands lifted to God in total surrender to God, total submission to God, he's saying that they are winning the battle. As long as he had physical obedience, he was winning the battle in the unseen world. Are y'all with me? Everybody say physical obedience. As long as he had physical obedience, that's physical, isn't it? Y'all agree with me this morning? So when you lift your hands, that's physical obedience to the Lord. So we're lifting our hands to God, and there's a release that happens when you do that. Physical obedience brings spiritual release. God said, what you do with your physical body, Moses, will determine who wins this battle. Are y'all with me? What you do physically, what I tell you to do physically, will determine who wins this battle. There's a connection between what we do physically and what happens spiritually. What we do here in our physical bodies makes a difference in what happens in the spiritual realm, in the unseen world. And see, angels were released in that battle when his hands were raised physically. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 that angels, that his angels, his ministers are a flaming fire. And they are sent to serve the people of God. And I feel sorry for you if you don't believe in angels. Angels, listen, when we're worshiping God, we may not have been aware of it at times, but when we begin to worship the Lord, I believe that the angels of heaven show up. I really do. I believe that the angels of heaven show up when we're in tune with God and we're lifting our hands to the Lord and we're praising him. I believe that heaven shows up. I really do. And I believe that we have guardian angels. I really believe that. I do. I believe that we have an angel who guards us. I believe there's angels that send out. They serve God. They serve God, and they obey God's commands. And you know what? You have authority in prayer. And when you begin to pray in authority, listen, supernatural, there is a supernatural power that's released. And some of us may not be, well, I don't know if I felt that. Listen, if you pray in faith and you pray in authority, it is done in Jesus' name. Through the name of Jesus Christ. And so I believe that God is getting us to understand what it means to fast, what it means to pray, because when we pray in authority, we understand who we are in Christ Jesus. Listen, I believe angels start showing up. The Holy Spirit will start manifesting himself. Listen, I know that God is with us everywhere we go. He said he's everywhere because he's God. But I want God to show up. I want God to stand out. I want God to be manifested in the midst of us. I want to see people just fall down before the Lord and say, praise God. I thank God that his presence is here. Amen. So angels, they're sent out to render service to us who have salvation. Now, as long as Moses obeys what God tells him to do physically, the battle is his. Did y'all catch that? As long as he does what God tells him to do. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8 says this. Paul said, I pray that men everywhere lift up holy hands. Everybody say, lift up holy hands. Without wrath and doubting. So this is biblical. I know sometimes for certain people when they come to church, raising their hands may be a new thing to them, or it's just not what I do. But let me tell you something. When you start raising your hands to God and you just start praising God and wave those hands in the air like you just don't care, right? And so you're just waving those hands in the air and you're just saying, praise God, I love you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit will start to manifest. Angels will begin showing up because you're lifting up holy hands. And what did he mean by that when he said without wrath? He said, without wrath and doubting. What does he mean by that? Well, he says, don't get mad about it. You just need to obey me. He says, don't argue with me. Don't be wrathful about it. Don't be angry about it. You don't need to be fussing with me. Just raise your hands. Can I get an amen? Amen. And then he says, don't do it with doubting. And that means don't question it. How many's ever questioned it before? I don't know if I should be. Should I do this, Lord? No, you've already gotten a command from God. He says, I pray that people everywhere would lift their hands unto the Lord, holy hands to him. And when we begin to lift, why do you think I tell you to lift your hands all the time? Why do you think I tell you to lift your hands? Because that's how you win the battle. That's how you win. That's how you get victory. When you begin to lift your hands to the Lord and say, you know what? I don't care who's looking. I don't care what's going on. I know who I serve. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. I am in Christ and Christ is in me. So I'm going to lift my hands now and say, I've got the victory over sin. I've got the victory over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Amen. So, some of us will ask this question, well, what good does it do? Some of us will ask this question, well, I don't have to do that. I don't have to lift my hands up to the Lord. I don't have to do that. See, today we have reduced everything down to intellect and feelings. There's no physical actions. I feel like I'm humble, so I never have to bow on my knees before the Lord. I feel like I'm humble on the inside, so I don't have to clap my hands, raise my hands, or worship physically. Everybody say physically with my body, because God knows my heart. How many's ever said that? I believe all of us have said it. God knows my heart. Here's another statement. I feel faith, so I don't have to risk anything. I feel faith in my heart. So what happens is everything gets reduced down to internal stuff, and there's no outward manifestation. But if you tell your spouse, I love you on the inside, and you never show it on the outside, they're going to question you. Amen. They're going to question you. They're going to say, well, my wife knows that. She knows I love her. I don't have to tell her. She knows I love her. I don't have to do that. Listen, that relationship is going to be really struggling. You're going to really struggle when you do that. But when you show some outward manifestation and you say, God, I love you. God, I lift my hands to you. I'm going to let go of my pride and I'm going to tell you, Lord, that I love you and I'm going to obey you physically so I can see a supernatural release in the heavenly realms, because I want to see heaven kiss earth. I want to see heaven meet earth. But until I lift my hands, until I bow on my knees and obey God physically, then I will see a spiritual release in my life. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Amen. So God wants us to do that. So here we are. We're reducing it. We're reducing it to everything is internal. So God says, sometimes I demand of my people a physical act of obedience before I release a spiritual reward. And guess what one of those acts of obedience is? Fasting. Fasting. That's one of the physical acts of obedience that God tells us to do. Not only does he tell us to lift our hands to him, not only does he tell us to bow down on our knees to him, not only does he tell us to even jump for joy. Did you know Jesus said that? He said, leap for joy. He tells us to fast. Let me give you another definition of fasting. Give up eating. Give up eating. Give something up to sacrifice for the Lord. Now, let me tell you something. Fasting don't get you to heaven, but fasting is what brings heaven to you. That's a good Facebook post, isn't it? You can just post that on there. Fasting don't get you to heaven, because we go to heaven through the grace of God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. But fasting brings heaven to you. And let me tell you something. You don't think you have much time in the day? Fast food. You'll have a lot of time. Well, can I get an amen this morning? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. But I'm here to tell you, there's a spiritual reward waiting on you if you're willing to obey God physically. And say, I'm going to go through a little bit of suffering because I am tired of the same old, I need to get in God's will. I want God's will done in my life, and I'm not letting the enemy run me over. Amen. 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 So that's what God wants us to do. So we're going on a 21-day fast, January the 6th. I believe the Lord wants us to do this starting on that day, all of us, the whole church. And whatever it is, the Spirit is telling you to fast. Like I said earlier, it may be coffee for some people, maybe Coca-Cola for some people, right? Maybe you want to do the Daniel fast, however you want to do it. You need to be led by the Spirit, but I believe that even during this fast, addictions and chains will be broken. I believe that even after this fast, when we obey God physically, things will be broken. I'm telling you, angels will be showing up. We're going to see the move of God like we've never seen it before if we'll only obey. Everybody say obey. Look at your neighbor and say, let's obey God. Let's obey God, right? So physical obedience brings heaven down to earth. heaven down to earth. Now, how many's ever heard that saying, new levels, new devils? How many, new levels, new devils? Well, let me tell you something. When you grow in the Lord, a lot of us think, man, if I get closer to God, that means I'm going to be fighting more. That means I'm going to be fighting more. But let me tell you something. A soldier who holds the rank of private, right, he doesn't get as much protection as the general does. Are y'all with me? So when you begin to get closer to God, when you grow in God, listen, it's not that you're going to get destroyed. Listen, God's going to keep giving you more protection for the position that he's growing you in. Does that make sense? So don't be afraid of getting close to God, because I've heard people say that. I don't need to get close to God because I'm going to be fighting the devil hard and he's going to be fighting me hard. Listen, don't you listen to that stuff. That's just a bunch of baloney. You need to go ahead, grow in God, pray fast, pursue God, get close to him, walk close to him. And let me tell you something, God, the protection and the guidance of God will be there for you. It will. We've got to be able to, we should have a want to get closer to God. So higher level, higher protection. The higher the call on your life, the higher the protection on you. So don't be afraid to dream big. Don't be afraid to have a big vision. Don't be afraid to ask big requests from God, because you serve a great big God. Amen. So don't be afraid. Grow in him. Don't be afraid of the devil. Don't back down. Listen, God actually helps you more. God actually helps you more. Now, I believe when we begin to start on this fast together, listen, it may be a struggle for a day or two for you. Yeah, your stomach may growl. Your stomach may grumble a little bit. But listen, we can do it. We can go without a meal. Can I get an amen, church? Listen, this is about pursuing God. And during this fast, when we fast, during this fast, we're praying without stopping. We're praying to God and we're believing God. When our stomach's growling, we're saying, God, I am more hungry for you than the little Debbie cake that's in my cupboard, in Jesus' name. I am more hungry for you than the T-bone steak. Can I get an amen? Listen, I know it's not a very popular message, but if you really, really want to see a move of God, if you really want to see God move in your family and you want to see God move in your life, you've got to be willing to say, God, I'm willing to give up something to tell you that I love you more than anything in this world, and that I'm willing to go without a few meals in my life. I'm willing to go without Facebook. I'm willing to go without coffee. I'm willing to go without Coca-Cola just to tell you, just to show you, I want you to move in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. So I believe that when we do this together, the power of God is going to manifest in our lives. I also believe we'll be healthier. We'll be healthier. Did you know, even the fasting itself, we may not do it for this reason, because we're doing it to please God and we want to be in his will, but fasting is like a cleansing. When you fast, your body is detoxing. It's detoxing. And all those toxins are coming out of your body. So not only does it release a supernatural power of God, but it's good for your body. Amen, church. Look at your neighbor and say, you can do it. Look at your neighbor and say, you can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. If you need encouragement, call your brother. Call your sister up here at church. Say, pray for me, brother. Pray for me. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Right? And for some of us, we've never fasted before. Some of us here today, we've never fasted before. To us, it's just, it seems overwhelming to us. What? Go, don't eat food and pray? You would be amazed at how much time you'll have in your life when you begin to push away food and substitute that for prayer to God. You'd be amazed at how much time you'd have. Absolutely. You'd be amazed at how close you can hear the voice of God in your life. You'd be amazed. Amazed. And so even throughout the year, after this 21-day fast that we're on, even throughout the year, just do it. Have a microphone and say, all right, everybody, I'm going on a fast on July the 5th by myself, and I want you all to know it. Now, Jesus spoke against that, and he said, don't be telling everybody what you're doing. He says, because that'll be your reward. Yeah. Amen. He says, that'll be your reward. And so Jesus says, when you pray, when you fast, go into the closet, go into your prayer closet, fast, pray, don't be broadcasting it everywhere. And God says, whatever you do, if you pray privately to me, if you fast, God will reward you what? Openly, publicly. Can I get an amen? Amen. Are you still with me? Are you still with me this morning? Daniel chapter 10. I'm going to read a verse of scripture here. Daniel chapter 10. Verse 2. We'll start at verse 2. This is what Daniel said. So Daniel was praying, and by the way, Daniel, when he prayed, he got on his knees. The Bible said when he prayed, he bowed on his knees. I'm not saying you have to do that every time you pray, but there's power in bowing before the Lord. There's power in that. Okay, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 21 days, three full weeks, and I ate no pleasant food. No pleasant food. No beans and cornbread. No meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 21 days were fulfilled. Next verse. Now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris, and we'll just go ahead and read through this. I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man, clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Euphaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision. But a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. And therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me. For my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep, on my face, with my face to the ground. And here's the verse, or the last two verses here. Suddenly a hand touched me. Everybody say, a hand touched me. During his fast, during his prayer, a hand. How many needs a touch from the master's hand? Praise the Lord. Verse 11. Let me read verse 10. I didn't read it. Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. So his physical posture is that he is bowing before God. Next verse, and he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. For I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. I want you to notice that. O Daniel, man greatly beloved. See, this is how God feels about you. You are greatly beloved. Listen, the Bible says in verse 3, he ate no pleasant bread. See, pleasant means desirable. And I don't know about y'all. Listen, I like to eat. I like to eat. And it's pleasant. Just about every kind of food is pleasant for me. But the Bible says he ate no pleasant bread. Pleasant means desirable. Basically, he became a vegetarian for 21 days. And greatly beloved is the same word described desirable. And God is saying to Daniel, you are greatly desired. This is what he's saying. You are greatly desired by God. Now, there's a difference between God's love and his favor. See, God loves you all the time. But favor is different because it's given to us initially as a gift. And its increase in our life is dependent upon what we do in obedience to God. You can't buy God's favor, but you can't get the increase of favor without obedience and sacrifice. Obedience and sacrifice. So there's something about you doing a physical act of obedience to God. There is a connection to the spiritual realm. And that's why when you come to church here, listen, when we come to church here, the Lord moves on you. Begin to lift your hands. Begin to lift your hands. Begin, listen, come up to the front. Praise God. Begin to obey him physically. The Bible tells us that. Obey him physically. Your hands lifted high. To bow before God and say, Lord, I'm going to press in and I'm going to worship you. And there's a supernatural release when you do that. Now, when he says, oh, Daniel, great man, greatly beloved, I want him to say that to me. I want him to say, you are greatly desirable. That's what he's saying. I desire you greatly to be used in the kingdom of God. I want God to say that to me. Now, I don't know. I believe most of us here, we know that there is a spiritual realm. How many agrees? Right now, there is a war. There is a battle between the demonic forces and the angelic forces. There's angels and demons. There's a spirit world. Everybody say, there's a spirit world. And when we begin to pray in authority, we can begin to direct the angels of heaven. We can begin to pray in authority and bring God's will on the earth. That's why it's so important to pray. Everybody say, pray. Your prayer affects the spiritual realm. If there's things happening in your home that you don't like, if there's things happening in your heart or whatever that's abnormal, that is not normal, you need to find out what's in your house. You need to find out what's in your life and get it out, whatever that influence is that's causing you. Because, listen, there's evil spirits that can oppress you. There's evil spirits that can bring an oppression to you and make you so down, make you feel, you just got to stand up and say, you know what? I'm not letting this happen. This is not going to happen to me. Jesus gave me authority in the earth, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to stand against whatever this is, because I am not going to live my whole life being controlled by demonic forces. I'm not going to live my whole life trying to fight against something that I can't win. I try to use everything else and nothing else works. Listen, you can't win a spiritual battle without a spiritual weapon. And the only thing that can win the spiritual battle in your life is prayer, and it's fasting, and it's praising, and it's glorifying God, and it's obeying Him, and it means getting down to business and not saying, oh me, oh my, but you are sick and tired of those demons coming at you, trying to make your life a living hell, but you got to stand up and say, I'm not going to live in hell, I'm not going to go through hell, I'm not going to be controlled by hell, but I'm going to live in victory in Christ Jesus. I got angels surrounding me. I got the Holy Ghost living in me. Devil, you can't touch this. You cannot cross the bloodline. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. You got to be able to confess it. Everybody say, confess it. Confess the word of God. Confess the word. See, Daniel knew what it took. He said, I'm not going to go through this. He says, I want to see God's will done. So Babylon is in power. They overtake Jerusalem. And so he's in the enemy's territory. Everybody say the enemy's territory. And the Lord is promoting Daniel while he's in the enemy's territory. Even when he's taken captive, even when he's in jail, even when they throw him to the lion's den, God's protecting him. And God is with him. And God is promoting him in the kingdom. And everybody's listening to Daniel. You know why they're listening to Daniel? Because Daniel has the word from God. And everything that comes out of Daniel's mouth is true. And it's not a lie. And they know you can take it to the bank. You know how Daniel got to that point in his relationship with God? He prayed and he fasted. He prayed and he fasted. He prayed and he fasted. And he looked to God and he began to lift his hands, bowing on his knees. And he got close to God. And how many wants to get closer to God? Everybody say, it's worth it. It's worth it. It is. Just a little bit of suffering for a reward that's going to blow our minds. Just a little bit of suffering just to see that reward that's in our lives. Amen. Everybody say, it's worth it. Daniel gave up bread for 21 days. He gave up meat. He gave up sugar. He says, I'm going to fast. I'm going to go to God in repentance and seek the Lord. So we become desirable to be used by God when we obey Him in a physical manner. I want you all to say this with me again. Physical obedience releases God's supernatural power. Remember that. Remember that. That's the message this morning. That's the message. I had an uncle that passed away here maybe a month or two ago, a man of God. Godly man. And And somebody had come to him, asked him, said, is this Christian walk? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? And he said, yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. All the going to church, all the praying, it's all worth it. And my uncle, he went to be with the Lord shortly after that. And he said, it's worth it. It's all worth it. No, God didn't heal him down here, but he's healed now. Amen? He's healed now. But I'm here to tell you, when you pray and the devil's going to lie to you and say you're wasting your time when you fast, you're wasting your time, you ain't getting a hold of God, this ain't working, I'm here to tell you it's worth it. It's worth it. Every time you pray, every time you fast, every time you come to church, every time you praise God, every time you pursue Him, it is worth it. Look at your neighbor and say, it's worth it. It is worth it. It's worth it. And I believe that through this fast, how many believes with me? Amen. How many believes with me? Amen. Do you believe it? Amen. We're going to see so much. We're going to see the supernatural power of God released in our lives. Do you feel that stirring in your spirit? I feel it stirring in my spirit. I feel like, listen, some of us, we're going to dance. I've said this before. You heard me say this before. But some of you, you're going to dance like David did in the Old Testament. When he danced before the Ark of the Covenant, you thought, man, I never thought I'd do that. And some of you even told God you wouldn't. Never tell God you're not going to do something, right? I ain't going to do that. Listen, God's going to move, and through your dance, through your praise, there's going to be a supernatural release in your life. If you will just begin to take the step of faith and say, I'm going to shout, I'm going to praise God, I'm going to give Him a sacrifice of praise out of my mouth, according to Hebrews 12, and I'm going to begin to, just like they begin to, listen, you know that they had praise and worship going on 24/7 in the Old Testament in the temple? They had it going on all the time. And I believe, listen, this church is turning. Listen, this is a house of worship, but it's turning into a house of radical, intense worship where we're not just going to be looking at each other, waiting for each other. We don't care. We're going to be praising God. We're going to be running. We're going to be, the Lord saved me. The Lord healed me. The Lord touched me. I've got something to be excited about. I've got to praise God. I've got to lift my hands. Listen, when you begin to physically obey Him, there begins to be a release in your life like you've never seen before. Listen, all evil spirits will have to flee. And some of you, in order to get rid of that demonic oppression in your life, you might need to dance a little bit. You might need to dance. You might need to praise God. Or you might just need to holler out, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. I shall live and not die and declare the word of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, come on, say it again. Anybody else? Well, praise God, praise God. I believe that the Lord is moving on somebody. Today is your day of your miracle, of your healing. If you'll begin to praise God and take that step of faith and say, you know what? I don't care what they may say. I'm going to praise Him anyway. Has God saved you? Has God saved you? Are you living in victory? Then let's praise Him like we are. I said, let's praise Him like we are. Well, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said, there's a glory that God has this morning. There's a glory that we can tap into. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. There is something that God has. There's something that God has for us this morning. Hallelujah. We can begin to seek Him. Seek Him and look to Him. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Is the Lord moving on you this morning? Just begin to holler out. Hallelujah. Listen, I'll pray for you. I'll lay hands on you. But don't just wait on me. Obey the Lord. Begin to run and begin to praise him this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will somebody shout hallelujah? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Lord, it's your anointing that breaks the yoke. Lord, it's your anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus. Begin to praise him this morning, church. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you this morning. Father, we give you all the glory and the worship. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your anointing is here. Hallelujah. Whatever need you have this morning, just begin to lift your hands to the Lord. Physically obey him and begin to believe right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We rebuke every demonic oppression. We rebuke everything in Jesus' name. We rebuke laziness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is anyone in here, as you got your hands raised, if you need to be saved or give your life to the Lord, this altar is open this morning. This altar is open. If you need prayer, come on up. Hallelujah. Come on up. Is the Lord calling you? Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Lord. Like laughing, but I just want you to laugh at the devil.
I just want you to laugh at him because you've got the victory in Jesus' name. Listen, the devil wants you walking around all sad, depressed, but I'm here to tell you that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I'm here to tell you if you want if you want more joy, somebody get me some water. If you want more joy, begin to leap for it. Begin to leap for it. Begin to dance. Begin to praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The devil is defeated.